I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Anti-Defamation League reports 312 anti-Semitic incidents in the United States since October 7, as a 387% increase from last year. It's the same around the world. Rioters in southwest Russia flooded an airport, hunting passengers from Tel Aviv and shouting anti-Semitic slogans. Is the spike in anti-Semitism a resurgence, or has it always been under the surface? Victor Kelischer, executive director of the Bible Society in Israel, says,
anti-Semitism, it's a demonic virus that many people have. You know, it didn't disappear. It's there. And once in a while, in the right circumstances, it comes out.
Pray for Jews in Israel and worldwide to know peace in Jesus Christ.
It is more important to share the gospel, share the good news, share the eternal hope.
And a spiritual freedom ministry is looking for long-term impact in the United States. Set Free USA helps captives of sin become disciples of Christ through a series of what the ministry calls freedom appointments. Pete Knorr says Set Free leaders recently asked themselves a tough question.
We look at a freedom appointment as kind of the putting off process. We're putting off the flesh, but then how do we maintain that? What's the next step?
For example,
some people have struggles with addictions, and we know that oftentimes addictions are not overcome quickly.
Set Free USA's new program called Walking Free can teach you how. Look for the full story at our website to connect with Set Free USA. Mission Network News is service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Learn about the birth and growth of a ministry that now broadcasts the hope of Christ to millions in Arabic, Turkish, and Farsi. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.